One of our native sons is on with us now. Edwin Duarte, I believe I'm pronouncing the name correctly. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Welcome to the C.L. Bryant Show. How are you, brother?
I am great. Good morning. And it's pronounced Duterte.
Duterte.
It's like do 30, but without the H. Duterte.
Duterte.
So they're very close. Yeah, there you go. Perfect. At least that's how I pronounce it. I know the name originates from I believe France or Portugal. So I think my forefathers are from there. But my parents are from the Philippines.
Well, I am really glad to have you on for several reasons, because you have, first of all, the intestinal fortitude to take on Maxine Waters. And Edwin, I am going to do all that I possibly can to see that she is unseated. And if you are the guy to do that, then I'll be in your corner, no doubt. I see here that you are upwardly mobile as far as stimulating or wanting to stimulate the economy, particularly in the inner city. I ask this question to all candidates who come on my show. First of all, Edwin, why do you want to unseat Maxine Waters? Why do you want the job?
Well, I want the job. I want to unseat Maxine Waters because at the last three decades, she has done absolutely nothing in the community to benefit the community. She has a lot of great rhetoric that sparks emotion, but she really hasn't done anything. If you look at Inglewood in particular, as well as the whole entire district, we have so many jobs, so many six-figure jobs in the area. But why is it that Inglewood has a 9.8% unemployment rate and a 22% poverty rate? That's disgusting, especially when SpaceX, who last week I think they raised $1 billion or $2 billion. Just for their company. So they are in the district in Hawthorne, and some of those jobs offer six-figure incomes. So why can't our district, why can't the constituents and the residents in our district have those jobs available to them? So that's what disgusts me. I think people need jobs, and I think people need high-paying jobs, and our district is ripe for, to offer those types of things. But we need better programs to help educate our constituents and to get them into that. My number one priority is jobs.
Let me ask you this, Edwin. When you're looking at the Inglewood area, and my wife and I lived in Southern California for nearly 6 years, many years ago, and when we look at that area, and you're going up toward Watts there, and then down below that, you're looking at the lower 43rd and 43rd Place and Avalon, South Park and that area down there. Is the crime rate still very high in those areas? Has it increased, decreased? What are you looking at there?
The crime is still very high. And, the crime is high. And one reason for the crime is because they lack the resources. When there's a lot of crime, there's probably a lot of unemployment, and in order to get rid of the crime, we have to give people the hope, the opportunity, and so forth. And we just haven't seen that in the leadership, especially with Maxine Waters. I want to change that. I want to offer hope and actual true change in our community. I think we can actually provide jobs. And if we go in there and we get the buy-in from the private sector to tell the education system what they need, I'm sure 100% the crime will go down because of that.
Edwin, I'm looking here and I see that one of your methods of stimulating the economy there is to bring in the private sector. And I'm all for that. The private sector should step up and help boost, as you say, the education system with stronger STEM skills. Explain to the audience what you mean by STEM skills.
Okay, so STEM represents science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And if you look at the job opportunities that are going to be in the future, it is going to be engineering, science, and so forth. If you look at SpaceX, that is science. If you look at the entertainment industry, that's going science. You know, so not being a, you know, being an artist, whether it's a musician or whatever, that's not enough. You need to understand. You need to know the skills. You need to have coding. You need to have the e-marketing and so forth. So we need to get our community, whether they're young adults, whether they're older adults, or whether they're children. We got to start, you know, talking about STEM and including them in the conversation and developing programs. And it all starts with the private sector. You know, I believe that government has a way of not educating the community properly, but the private sector, they're the ones hiring the jobs. So why can't we, you know, give them a little bit more, strength and tell the education system what they need? Because if we tell the education system what they need, and we tell government, stand back and let the private sector educate us or give us guidance, we will make something. We will make at least our community better in the 43rd.
You know, folks, he's on to something here for the rest of the nation, and that is the private sector jobs breed private sector jobs. And the motivation for the private sector is to grow all businesses. Edwin, I see that you are a businessman as well, and you know that the main focus of business is to expand, to grow. And the private sector is in need of growth. And the opportunity, I do believe, under this president currently is all about growth. So I do applaud that. Now, there is something else that when we look at California and we look at Los Angeles in particular, there's an elephant. There's a pachyderm in the room as far as when we talk about California to the rest of the country. And anyone who's coming out of California is going to have to answer certain questions about how they stand on this particular issue. And that is California having now voted itself to become a sanctuary state. Maxine Waters is all on board with that. Maxine Waters is absolutely against this president. And, of course, Maxine Waters wants Los Angeles to remain a sanctuary city. The national audience wants to hear, because California is a very important state. If without the Electoral College, it would have elected Hillary Clinton president of the United States. How do you stand on those issues that I have just mentioned?
Yeah, well, what the big problem is, we need to bring back law and order. My platform in terms of the sanctuary states and so forth and immigration is we need to bring law, order, and fairness. You know, a lot of people are forgetting the fairness in law and order, and I want to bring that back. I come from a family of immigrants. My parents came to America in 1968 because of their educational background. They came into America, found a job within 2 weeks, and created a wealth for themselves. In fact, in 1975, my parents petitioned their family to come in. Unfortunately, it took 12 years for them to come in. You know, but the thing was, is they believed in the system in America, and they did whatever it took to get in the correct way. And it unfortunately took 12 years. But they got in the right way. So I will promote law and order as it relates to immigration. And in terms of immigration, I believe that, you know, we are concentrating too much where we're handling immigration through the criminal process. And I think what we need to do is we need to reevaluate the administrative process and see where we can improve on that and make it more fair. In the meantime, you know, not only do we have to look at immigration as it relates to jobs and so forth, but it's a national safety, national security issue, and a lot of people forget that. And you know, they're mixing in some of these illegal undocumented workers and so forth with the allowing of people who want to hurt us, from Muslims from Muslim states. You know, and I don't have anything really against Muslims, but I have a problem when a group of people want to hurt our country. So it's a national safety issue. So so that issue is very complex. But, you know, I'm the candidate that, you know, believes in law and order. And if you're going to come to America, you got to come here through the legal process. And it has to be fair to people who are waiting in line. If you cross the border illegally, that's, you know, how does somebody waiting in line feel when someone is crossing the line?
I like the answer. I know that you're on the left coast there in Los Angeles. I'm going to share with you, Edwin Duterte, something that I share around this country. And I do believe it will help you, even if I have to come out there to help you myself. I'm C.L. Bryan. On with Edwin Duterte, who is running to knock out Maxine Waters. Long time coming. I'll be right back.
Chevy Land on Urey Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities. That
you can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
The C.L. Bryant Radio Show continues to bring a fresh perspective on hot topics and current events to his daily broadcast. C.L. believes that a platform needs to be available for people of all ethnic backgrounds to come together, voice their opinions, and ask questions. His radio show offers solutions to problems we all face and presents a clear path away from the edge. Information on underwriting the C.L. Bryant Show can be found at PromiseTalkRadio.org or from Mike Duncan, 318-550-2000. C.L. Bryant, a man who loves God and his country.
C.L., back with you here wrapping up the high noon hour in the East. The 12 o'clock hour till 2 o'clock in the East. Every day, we ask you to come along with us as we build this bridge to conversation throughout our nation. I am C.L. Bryant. You're listening to The C.L. Bryant Show. Download the free C.L. Bryant Show app onto your Android or iPhone device and come with us, follow us wherever you go throughout the Fruited Plains. And that's on a daily basis. My guest today is Edwin Duterte, who is a candidate, District 43 in Los Angeles, in Southern California, to replace Maxine Waters. And folks, I'm telling you, that is good news. Edwin, when we left, I was saying to you that I was going to share with you something that if you have the courage to do it, it will help you. And it's dealing with the immigration effort and the immigration subject. I speak about immigration around the country, I bring into focus the fact that we hear all the time from various voices and out of various mouthpieces these words: we are a nation of immigrants. Yes. That was true, but that is no longer true. Let me tell you why. We are now a nation of Americans. When our nation was founded, up until, I'll say, the first 80 years of our nation, we were a nation of immigrants. But when the slaves in this country were freed, and then when the 14th Amendment was ratified, we became a nation of Americans. And like you described about your parents coming here, they didn't come here to be immigrants. They came here
right.
to be Americans. So we are now no longer a nation of immigrants. We are a nation of Americans. And if you'll describe it and if you will explain it to the audiences that you stand up in front of. Now, I know that there are some radicals that will never go along with you on that. But what I've just told you is the absolute truth. And if you'll tell the truth, you'll get elected. I do believe that. So
absolutely.
Let me ask you this, man. Let me ask you this now. You are a businessman. Tell us a little bit about you and tell us about where you came from. How did you get started in business? Where are you going? Tell us about your entrepreneurial spirit and how that will help you in this campaign.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, my background is I've been in real estate for over 25, almost 30 years. I got into real estate in 1987, and I worked under my father's real estate and mortgage brokerage. You know, I then moved on into the commercial real estate area, and worked at several institutions like Freddie Mac, Wells Fargo, China Trust Bank, Hawthorne Savings, and so forth. So I have a strong background in the financial funding of real estate transactions. And then in 2003, on the entrepreneurial side, I started a company called One Key Away that helped where I was one of the first online dating companies. And so if you check out, if you Google One Key Away, you'll see how I turned in made dating online dating face to face, and it's a pretty interesting story. But that's my entrepreneurial stuff. In 2008, I was let go from a bank, and after I got after I got laid off from one of the local banks here, we were in trouble. We were in the Great Recession, and then I started Pink Slip Mixers, and the whole idea of Pink Slip Mixers wasn't to make money off the unemployed. Wanted to do with Pink Slip Mixers is to connect mid to upper level professionals who lost their jobs and connect them with the business community to help each other find jobs and make the recession. You know, at that time we didn't know it was going to be the Great Recession, but the idea was to make it a softer landing for people who lost their jobs, who traditionally could find jobs immediately. That wasn't the case during the Great Recession. So, you know, because of that, I've done some things here and there. But you know, in terms of entrepreneurship, what I did see throughout traveling the country with entrepreneurs is they have a very positive outlook, no matter how bad their situation was or is. They tend to keep moving forward, and I'm going to bring that type of entrepreneurship into DC. Because I think a lot of our politicians are complacent and they just want to do what will get them elected. I don't care if I get reelected. You know, what I want to do is I want to, improve the community. And I'll do that through honest legislation and through make sense legislation. And I have the energy to motivate other legislatures, participants in that whole process.
So, I do believe you do. I am asking all of you to go to EdwinDuterte.com. EdwinDuterte.com. That's EdwinDuterte.com. EdwinDuterte.com. Callie Strong, hashtag Callie Strong. Vote for Duterte for U.S. Congress. He is there to try and unseat someone who need to be unseated, and that is Maxine Water.
We will through people that she thinks has her back. You know, I'm working with the inner city as well as former gang members. In fact, I'm working with a group called Cripservatives, and I would love to chat about the Cripservatives at another time, because we are creating a movement that you haven't seen before and who the Republicans want to be backing us. So we'd love
Absolutely.
To come back on your show.
Absolutely. Have you had an opportunity to interview or talk to Freedom Works in Washington, D.C.?
Not yet. I haven't had the opportunity as of yet, but I would love to talk with Freedom Works and would love to bring former Crip and gang members who actually live a conservative life but want to but are Democrats and think they're liberals, but when I talk to them, they quickly discover they are conservatives and they are part of the movement. So when you see gang members, ex-felons who have 4, 5, 6, 7 kids and they want the best for their kids, they're realizing that the only way to do that is to jump on the conservative movement bandwagon.
I am a senior fellow with Freedom Works in Washington, D.C., and I want you and Robert to give me your personal contact so I can get you that interview. I believe that we would be very interested in taking a look at a candidate like you, especially with what you have just said. It would be a paradigm shift in California if, in fact, we can move out Maxine Waters and replace her with someone who understands the value of conservatism and the free market. That is something that you have strongly displayed here today, is that you have a real grasp on how the free market should work. Edwin, I have about 1 minute left with you. I'm going to give you the last word. Tell us again why you want the office and what you think you'll do with it.
Well, thank you for the time, CL, and I appreciate all you and your audience for listening to me. I want to be in office because I really want to improve how our American lifestyle is. Currently, we are on a downward turn because of the past offices of the past liberal movement, and I want to change that. I want to bring in respectability in our communities, and I want to bring back jobs. My number one thing is bring back jobs, but not only bring back jobs, but a high paying job, so we don't have to worry about talking about the minimum wage crisis. I think if minimum wage brings minimum standards, and I want to bring back great jobs. So if you can all check out EdwinDuterte.com, it's EDWIND as in David, UT as in Tom, ERTE.com. And thank you for all your help, CL.
You bet. EdwinDuterte.com. Go there, check him out. And hey, let's take a look at him. God bless you, man. Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much for being on
God
with
bless
me.
You.
We'll have you back on.